The following shiur has been presented by Rav Mordechai Fuchs, Poisek at the Beis Havaad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havaad Halacha Center.
For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Daf Ayin Gimel. Continuing in the study of Chiluki the Urim, what divides properties to require an Eiv, the Mishnah at the end of Daf Ayin Abezim Abez and the Gemara on today's Daf speak about an exception. There is a Heicha Timsa that there can be people eating in different rooms and still be one the Gabi Eiv. That is, Mekabli Pras, which means a number of brothers receiving a stipend for food from their father. This joins them enough that if they are the only ones in the Chutzar, an Eiv is not needed. With this svara, a suggestion was made that when one goes to a weekend simcha in a hotel, everybody is mekabel pras from the baal simcha, and even more, they are being fed the actual food. In Cain, even if there are some people eating in different rooms, for instance, the mashkiach and the caterer and their families, and as we said in a previous year, even though the common bread is the eiv, but tchiras would be needed. But here, since we are the Mekabel Pras from the Baal Simcha, maybe we are all one and Tzchir should not be needed, because we're all bottled to the Baal Simcha. So in essence, even though we're in two rooms, but we're Chad Legabe Nochri. So the Gemara on Daf Ayin Gimel, though, is not mashma like this, because there's a discussion when the Mekabel Pras would apply. Rav Yehuda ben Maseira says only wives amongst themselves are bottled by the Mekabel Pras, and Rav Yehuda ben Bava says that only avodim. Mashma, dafka, these two can become bottled. And the Mishnah Berurah Taka brings down from the Rashba in Avodah Zarah Kodesh that dafka these that are nimshach acharim, that they're bottle to the Baal HaBayis. The other people, even if they're Mekabel Pras, they're not subservient and they're not bottle to them. Legabi Eiv. Mimele in the hotel, lechayu the svara of Mekabel Pras would not apply to the other guests, even though they are guests of the Baal Simcha and they're eating his food, they're eating the food that he paid for. But Mekabel Pras, lechayu we see from the Gemara, is not just a physical aspect that we're eating all one bread, that we're eating the Baal HaBayis' bread. It's the subservient nature that comes with it. And that only applies either to Noshim or Avodim or maybe Talmidim, right? The Gemara says, but not the Gabi Stam Orchim. So the Chayim, that wouldn't be a svara to make the Gabi Eiv in the hotels. Now, going more into the sugya of Mokim Pita Goyim, Yeshayim came up recently. There are simchas holds all around in every city that sometimes they have two different simchas at once. Now, if this happens on a Shabbos and they have two different caterers, or even if they have they have their own food, but they have their own food in the warmers in the different rooms. Right, in the rooms that they're eating, would it be mutter to carry something from room to room? Especially if the families are eating the entire suda there, not only the kiddush, the chayyur, since mokim pita goyim, these are considered two diras, because there are two mokim pitas, there are two places where people are eating. Who one could argue and say that since the Eiv has to be in a bayis, which is royal the dira and not a chotzer, perhaps a simcha hall, since no one sleeps there, it's not considered a base dira to be mechalik v'shus. A riot to this is that the Gemara that we spoke about earlier in previous Yurim, that the Bnei Chabur Shayim Suvim Erev Shabbos, when you have a people sitting Erev Shabbos having a Suda, and if they got to make a Eir, then the Pasha al Shulchan is Mitzarev them, the bread worked as the Eir. The Mechaber says on that case that Dafka, if the Suda was taking place in the Bayis, not in the Chotze, because the Eir has to be in a Mokum Haroy Ladira. So maybe this is not considered a Mokum Dira. So I'd like to point out a Chazanish that seems not like this. The Chazanish I found as a big chiddush. It was a ma'aseh shehoya that the fire on someone's stove went out under the cholent, and there's no eruv in the courtyard, but the courtyard is completely fenced in. All the houses in the courtyard have a fence around it. So l'choyah, the problem is that even though you're fenced in, but you can't take from a bias to a chotzer, and definitely not from the back into another bias. So is there a way, is there a oifen that it will be mutter to take the cholent into somebody else's house and put it on onto someone else's fire that is still on? So the Chaznish says that since Mokin Pita Goyim, said, and he defines what a Mokin Pita is. He said Mokin Pita is the place that you eat on Shabbos B'kfias. And the kitchen, says the Chaznish, is only a chotzer, because that's not where you eat usually on Shabbos. And the halacha is that kelim sheshavtu b'chotzer, kelim that started out being a shmoshes in a chotzer, can be brought to another chotzer, just not to the other bias. So says the Chaznish, if there's a window in the kitchen, or if you don't have to pass through the dining room in order to get out of the house, then bring the cholent through that way, either through the window or through the hallway, out to the chotzer, and then into your neighbor's house, and put it on a stove. And when it's brought back, just eat it in the kitchen, which is not a bias. So the cholent pot never made it from a bias to a bias. It was always in a chotzer. It was from chotzer to chotzer, which is mutter even without an eruv. You see that even in the house, the Chaznish takes it to an extreme that only the actual mokum achilas pita, the mokum where you eat the bread on Shabbos, is called beis dira. Not even the kitchen, and the koshkin, not the bedrooms. In Cain, here where there are two Shabbos suitors going on, surely the Chaznish would deem them two mokum diras, and require an eruv to be able to carry there. This Chaznish also comes out of big chumrah, making the rest of the house into a chotzer. Because kelim that start off in a chotzer and make its way into a different chotzer, even the heter, derech malbush, it's also to take from the chotzer to the bayis. In Cain, if a person daven kabbalah Shabbos for the omid in the nusach svarad minyan, that they put the talus over the head, and he takes off his talus and puts it on a chair or on a table, then that hat was shovas ben hashmoshes in the shul. And the reason why we're talking about the Baal Tefillah only in shul prior night is because when the article of clothing is sitting on the person ben hashmoshes, that's not called being a shovas in a different place, because it's bottled to the person. Right. So I'll go upon him. This is the Baal Tefillah when he puts down his hat, that hat was the Shavas Ben Hashmoshes in the shul, which is in a different chotzer and is bias. So when he gets home, and let's say it's a hot day, and as soon as he walks into the kitchen, he takes off his hat. So according to the Chaznish, it will be osur to carry that hat from the kitchen into the dining room, because since it was Shavas in a different chotzer, it's osur to be moitzi from the chotzer to the bias. And that there should be such a akpoda. So it comes to the moitik chumra. Also, this chaznish is l'chayr not muskim l'kol, and I bring a raya. The Minchas Yitzchok in Chelek Zayin Simen Memches, when they're speaking about where to light Neres Chanukah, he expounds on our sugya of the Mokim Pita Mokim Lino, and he says that the only time that there's a discussion and a shaila to decipher where the Ikar Mokim is, Pita or Lino, is when there are two houses or two chatzeres in two different locations. Then it must be determined which is the Ikar, or in a case that there are different people living in one house, and we have to discuss if they are if they have a different mokum pita, then there'll be two different people, two different diras, and making them require an eruv in between themselves. However, for one balabayas in one house, there's no chilik rishus, says the Minchas Yitzchak. There's no chilik rishus between the mokum pita and the mokum lina. Rather, the entire house is a mokum pita and a mokum lina. So he clearly argues on the Schazanish that dissects the house into different parts, into the dining room being the mokum pita, mokum lina. The Minchas Yitzchak says that the entire house is Saya Mokum Pita and Saya Mokum Lina. But Negea to our catering hall, though, we have no reason to say that the Minchas Yitzchak would be Mekel, because there are still two different groups having a Suda. And over there, he was made that there's a discussion that would make it two different deers. But let's go further in the Sugya and see what comes out. The Gemara poses a shaila further in the Yomid, and then it's a pirch on it. The shaila is v'nei be'yav, people learning in yeshiva, that sleep in or by the Beis Medrash, but the meals are at the homes of the townspeople in the valley, in the Bikkur. Where do they count their tchum from? Answer the Gemara, from the yeshiva, where they sleep. So ask the Gemara, if so, that you're deeming the place that they sleep the Yikr, when a person puts down an Erev Tchumim, 2,000 Amos, from where he sleeps, how can he walk to outside the Tchum of his house? We just made the Yikr part of his Dira, where he sleeps. That's what we said by the Yeshiva. So when he puts down an Erev, only his food is 2,000 Amos away. His house is back in the city. So how can he count his tchum from his food, from his bread that he put out of his house, 2,000 Amos away from the house? So answer the Gemara, Bahi Anan Sadi Uba'ho Uba'do Anan Sadi. By the Erev, he would rather, if he could temporarily, move his house to the end of the Tchum so he could walk on the Shabbos to the Kiddush that he has to go to or to become a rabbi. So his Iker place is at the Erev. By the Bnei Barav, they would rather if their meals would come to the Yeshiva. Therefore, their main Mokim is in the Yeshiva. The Minchas Yitzchak says that this is a universal svara in Mokum Pita and in Mokum Lina. He even says it like Abba Hilchas Chanukah about Yeshiva Bochum, that their dining room is in a different place as the dorm and the Beis Medrash. That even though the Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchas Chanukah that one should light the candles where you eat, Anan Sadi, he says, that they would rather their food come to where they learn and they sleep. Memela, they should light Neres Chanukah in the dormitory room. If so, the Chayra, it gives us room to wonder if the Svara would apply also to Eruv HaChatzeres. That we would say that people, especially the Baal Simcha, would rather have a large Simcha room in their home, not to inconvenience themselves to walk and to keep their kids up so late at night and to pay the caterer to rent the hall, right? Thereby, since you have a Anan Sali that they would rather be in their house, so the Chayyim, that would make the Ikur Dira where they sleep. And a Simcha hall is only a Chodesh Shel Rabim, and then not needing an Eruv.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.